Each passing day brought a greater likelihood that Denise would not be found alive. If she had been grabbed by a rapist, she would have been released after the assault. If she had been kidnapped, someone would have demanded a ransom. There were rumors of an old lover down in Texas, but they came and went. And there were rumors of drug traffickers and such, but then most bizarre crimes had a few of those. Ada, again, was shocked by the crime. Debbie Carter had been murdered 17 months earlier, and the town had just settled down from that nightmare. Now doors were locked and double-locked, curfews were tightened on teenagers, and there was a brisk run of gun sales at the local pawn shops. What was happening to the nice little college town with two churches on every corner? Weeks passed, and life slowly returned to normal for most of Ada's population. It was soon summertime, and the kids were out of school. The rumors died down, but didn't stop altogether. A suspect in Texas boasted of killing 10 women, and the Ada police raced off to interview him. A woman's body was found in Missouri with tattoos on her legs. Denise had no tattoos. And so it went through the summer and into the fall. Not a single break or piece of evidence of any kind that would lead the police to the body of Denise Haraway. And no progress in the Carter investigation. With two sensational murders remaining unsolved, the atmosphere around the police department was heavy and strained. Long hours were worked, with nothing to show for the time. Old leads were reviewed and chased again, with the same results. The lives of Dennis Smith and Gary Rogers were consumed with the two murders. For Rogers, the pressure was even worse. 1 year before the disappearance of Denise Haraway, a similar crime had been committed in Seminole, 30 miles north of Ada. An 18-year-old girl named Patty Hamilton was working at an all-night convenience store when she vanished. A customer walked in and found the store empty, the cash register cleaned out, two open soft drink cans on the counter, no sign of a struggle. Her locked car was found outside the store. She was gone without a clue, and for a year the police had assumed she'd been abducted and murdered. The OSBI agent in charge of the Patty Hamilton case was Gary Rogers. Debbie Carter, Denise Haraway, Patty Hamilton. Agent Rogers had the unsolved murders of three young women on his desk. When Oklahoma was still a territory, Ada had a colorful and richly deserved reputation as an open haven for gunslingers and outlaws. Disputes were settled with six shooters, and the quickest on the draw walked away with no fear of punishment from civil authorities. Bank robbers and cattle thieves drifted to Ada because it was still Indian territory and not a part of the states. Sheriffs, when they could be found, were no match for the professional criminals who settled in and around Ada. The town's reputation for lawlessness changed dramatically in 1909, when the locals finally got fed up with living in fear. A respected rancher named Gus Bobbitt was gunned down by a professional killer hired by a rival landowner. The killer and three conspirators were arrested, and an epidemic of hanging fever swept through the town. Led by the Masons, the upstanding members of Ada, a lynch mob formed early on the morning of April 19, 1909. 40 members marched solemnly out of the Masonic Hall on 12th at Broadway in downtown Ada and arrived at the jail a few minutes later. They subdued the sheriff, yanked the four thugs out of their cells, and dragged them across the street to a livery stable that had been chosen for the occasion. Each of the four had his wrists and ankles bound with baling wire, then each was ceremoniously hanged. Early the next morning, a photographer set up his camera in the barn and took some pictures. One survived over the years, a faded black and white that clearly shows all four men suspended by their ropes, motionless, almost peaceful, and quite dead. Years later, the photo was reproduced on a postcard and handed out at the Chamber of Commerce office. For decades, the lynchings were Ada's proudest moment.